Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday morning, December 16th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of government and politics news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Dawson Law Group secures $2.3 million policy limit settlement in Oregon trucking crash. Dawson Law Group has secured a $2.3 million policy limit settlement in a complex trucking accident claim in eastern Oregon. The settlement compensates their client, a commercial truck driver, who sustained serious injuries in a multi-vehicle crash. The incident occurred when an 18-wheeler jackknifed on the highway, leading to a chain reaction collision. Dawson Law Group conducted a thorough investigation, working with experts to analyze the events and secure the full policy limits for their client. Attorney Ben Larson emphasizes the importance of holding trucking companies accountable for rightful compensation. To raise awareness about trucking collision dangers, they are sharing video footage of the crash. Dawson Law Group specializes in representing individuals injured in trucking accidents in Oregon and Washington, offering legal guidance on their Portland Truck Accident Resource page.
Investor news breaks. Supercom Ltd. SPCB secures first electronic monitoring service provider contract in North Carolina. Supercom Ltd., a provider of secure e-government, IoT, and cybersecurity solutions, has secured its first electronic monitoring service provider contract in North Carolina. This marks the company's first deployment of units in the state and expands its U.S. footprint to 15 states since mid-2024. Under the agreement, Supercom will serve as the primary EM technology partner, transitioning existing GPS tracking infrastructure to its proprietary technology and software platform. The contract is based on a recurring revenue model tied to active daily units, showcasing the company's ability to displace incumbent vendors and support nationwide expansion. Supercom, founded in 1988, offers advanced safety, identification, and security solutions to governments and organizations worldwide, with a focus on traditional and digital identity solutions. Donald Trump is a draft dodger, accusing heroes like Senator Mark Kelly of sedition, says Elizabeth Graham, author of best-selling book From Democracy to Democracy. Best-selling author Elizabeth Graham recently highlighted Donald Trump's hypocrisy in accusing heroes like Senator Mark Kelly of sedition. Graham's Substack article details the chaos of January 6, 2021, when Trump supporters stormed the Capitol. Despite Trump's history of dodging the draft and disrespecting military service, he now targets Kelly, a decorated Navy pilot and astronaut turned senator. Graham's upcoming book, Survival: Democracy's Struggle to Survive, delves into the dangerous Trump-Putin relationship. This insightful analysis, featuring contributions from renowned authors, will be released in 2026. For more eye-opening revelations, check out Graham's current book, From Democracy to Democracy, A Warning to All Americans, available on Amazon and her website.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7 PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.